This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast today in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Joining us today, Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very, very well. You know, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you. And, you know, one of our favorite topics that we talk about is the other team. You know, who are they? And
right.
One of the things I've mentioned is, there are people that live around here who are, in the military contractors. Mercenaries.
That's right.
We've talked about that, and so that's today's topic. The blue team. Who are they, and what motivates them? And I got to tell you, they're getting a worse reputation by the minute. Beating up people, shooting more people. There's even a guy who made the news, a cop who pulled over a young gal. She was 18. Gave her a couple tickets. You know, for operating her motor vehicle. And then decided to check her out and look her up and say, I tell you what, if you can send me some pictures of you in the nude, we can make these tickets, we can actually reduce them. We can reduce them to the point where they're just warnings. So I'm going to need some, photos. That's what happened. So, and fortunately for this young gal, she didn't comply. She did not comply with this cop's demand that he receive some pictures of her in the nude. Now, here's the question I have, class. Where are the fathers of these young gals? Where are the boyfriends of these women? Where are the husbands of these women? I got to tell you that if that happened to Mrs. Fennelli, or if that happened to our daughter, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling I would become unglued.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to have absolute proof positive. But I have a feeling I would become unglued. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But in my current state of
adrenalization.
My current adrenalized state. It wouldn't be good. It'd probably be good for our team, but I don't think it would be good for the other team. And so where are the fathers of these women who have been attacked verbally and demands made on them by guys with guns and handcuffs and an alleged authority to beat us up? Where dads, where are you? Where are the husbands and where are the boyfriends? And I've said it before that if our son were at the Chinese factory outlet and Mrs. Fennelli wanted to use the restroom and she went into the restroom and or our son's girlfriend went into the restroom and then that then was followed in by some pervert, you know, some guy who wanted to use the ladies' room because he thought, you know, he couldn't figure out what his genitalia was or what his preference was. I got to tell you, that guy would have a broken nose.
Well, you know something? When my boys were littler and they needed to go to the bathroom, I would actually stand outside the bathroom.
Sure.
At that
sure.
Time.
We still do that.
That probably break someone's face.
We still do that. We are yeah. there in case something goes wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
If someone has to use
now the, they would absolutely break someone's face if anyone tried anything with either of them. But I still insist that they go together to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You would hear it all over the shopping center if anybody tried it, because they would, it would be like setting a ferret loose in a chicken yard.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
The chickens would not be happy about it.
I've got a short story for you. Sometimes you wonder, you know, how it's all going to work out and how you've raised your children and, you know, what they might do in certain situations. You know, you wonder when you're not there. So over the weekend we like to have family dinners once a week. And, you know, the children will be here. Sometimes neighbors, sometimes other instructors. Sometimes it's just, you know, just our family. So over the weekend, it was just our family. And one of our boys decided that he was going to mow the orchard. So he hopped on the tractor and he just, you know, no one said, hey, would you mow the orchard? He just thought it needed to be done and he did it. And I was really delighted. Did a great job. And so I said to him, let's go take a walk. So we walked out of the house and toward the orchard. And we were just chatting about, you know, different things. And catching up, and just two of us. And he said, you know, I live in a college town, right? I said, oh, yeah. And he said, you know, there are a number of properties that come up for sale and for rent all the time because it's a college town. I said, yeah, well, I got it. He said, well, there was a sign put on the house next to him, and he said, it's great. It really is great because some of his acquaintances who used to stop over and just annoy him don't come by anymore because they saw the sign, they figured he moved. And he thought that was kind of neat. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. Just put a sign up, you know, when you don't want people to come, that, you know, place is sold. What a great idea. Then he started telling me about this Asian family that moved next door. He said, they moved next door, and he looked out his window, and he saw that they parked on the other side of him. There were some visitors to this Asian family that moved in. They parked in the neighbor's driveway. They blocked in the driveway. They parked in front of the driveway. They parked in the driveway. And, you know, that's something you just don't do. You don't park in someone else's driveway. It's just unthought of. Well, they did. And then a little while later, the cars moved, and they parked in my son's driveway. They blocked them in. So my son went over to the door, rang the doorbell, and said, you parked in my driveway. And I said, yeah. He said, can you move your car? You're blocking me in. I can't get out. And so this Asian woman said, later. My son thought about it for maybe a second at the most. He said, you're blocking me in. Can you move your car? She said, later. He said, now. She said, later. He said, police. She said, okay.
I bet you missed it pretty quick.
The point I'm trying to make is sometimes you wonder how your children are going to react to certain things. Now, if it was our other son, he would have said, he would have gotten the backhoe. He would have gotten the backhoe.
I was going to say, he just would have moved the vehicle into it.
Yeah, he would have said, that's all right, never mind, I'll take care of it. And he would have gotten the backhoe, and he would have just, you know, hooked it up and moved it out of the way. Maybe pushed it sideways, you know, maybe just shoved it in the middle of the road. The reason I know this is because that happened. There was a guy who we helped who their car was upside down on our road, and we pulled it out of the ditch and put it up on a kind of farmer's fence and got it out of the way so people could get by. And this guy was supposed to come back, and we were going to tow his car back home, you know, down the road a couple miles. And the guy didn't show up, so my son said, no problem. It's locked. We don't need the key. I'll just drag it down the road. My son literally got in the backhoe, and he got some chains, and he was going to hook. He was on his way. He was on his way with the chains, and he was just going to drag this car down the road and get it out of our way. Mm-hmm. Literally. That's what he was going to do. No, he wasn't going to ask permission or forgiveness. He was just going to do it because this guy failed to honor his obligation to get us the key so we could get his vehicle back to him. It was in our way. Well, and, you know, for a week. And so it just so happened, that my son was on his way with the backhoe going down the road, and he saw the guy driving another car. He stopped him, put the backhoe sideways, and made sure he couldn't get around him. And my son said, hey, we're going to do this right now. Either you can do it with me, or I'm going to just drag it over to your house. Pick one. Just pick one. And the guy said, I'll help you. So I know that that's, you know, kind of the reaction. But I just want to share with you, the decisiveness and how I guess our family has learned to negotiate very quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know something. I guess it all comes back to this, isn't it? If you look back at who the Finales actually are in Italy, this may be the basis of the rumor that's circulating surrounding you. The Finales in Italy actually are a mafia family.
You know, my dad...
They run their own affairs, and they run them pretty well.
My dad was 6 feet tall, which is kind of unusual for someone of Italian heritage. They're usually a lot shorter than that. But 6 feet tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. And he was on the track team in high school and really could run. I'm convinced, I can't prove it, but at this point, but I'm convinced that he has Viking lineage in him because the Vikings did end up in northern Italy. And so blonde hair, blue-eyed Italian guy is, you know, kind of unusual. And I could see him run. He was the strongest guy I've ever seen. I mean, not that he was, you know, large. He was just, 185 pounds, 195. But really wiry, really strong, and never back down. Never back down. Kind, not offensive.
That's right.
But if he was forced into a corner, he'd come out swinging.
Push him around.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class on Fridays. Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be with us on Fridays for an hour. And it's going to be a regular class on Fridays with Dr. Joel Wallach. So if you decide that you'd like to talk with Dr. Wallach, you call him on Friday. And you can ask him your medical questions. Are you a little lethargic? Is your eyesight a little less than you'd like it to be? Would you like to have your eyes burn less or actually fix that? He has some answers. And the reason I mention this, I was having dinner with him and years ago, and he talked about this. He said, your eyes burn after being in the studio? I can fix that. I'm thinking, really? You can? Are you sure? Yeah, I did. And just simple supplement that he recommended. He calls it De-Stress, D-S-T-R-E-S-S. We all take it. He mentioned congestive heart failure. Oh, he can fix that. De-Stress. My mom takes it. And it works great. So we can talk about these things on Friday if you'd like to give us a call. And 866-582-9933. And we'll be available on Fridays with Dr. Joel Wallach. Gwyneth, we were talking about the Blue Team, and we were talking about the Mafia, and we were talking about... So actually, let me ask you this. How do we know who these people... How do we know who these people are? How do we figure this out?
Well, it's like this. You really don't know... with a police officer, when he pulls you over in your vehicle, you don't know who you're talking to. Really? Do you know this guy? Did you grow up with him in school? On some occasions, you do know the guy. Maybe he was the school bully. And then he grew up and he went to police academy and got a badge put on him. And now he's a bully for a living. You know?
Yeah.
But the thing about police records that most people don't realize is just exactly how malleable they are. You know, incidents can be made to appear on a police record that never happened. Incidents can disappear from a police record. You know, I've known both things to happen.
Glennis,
you know, where people, you know, mysteriously have people looking for them for stuff that, you know, is this person's a lovely person, but the blue team have just taken a real dislike to them for whatever reason. And I'm not sure if you've heard of cases like that happening.
I have.
It's not supposed to happen. But it does happen. And it happens all the time. Because these people are not law enforcement. They are private military contractors. Actually, in their official structure, that's what they are. They are normally hired by one of a very, very small number of companies, ultimately. They, you might think that they are the, you know, your state police or your, you know, your municipal police or your whatever. But you'll find that generally the your so-called government has contracted out the hiring and the running of their police services, just like they've hired and out the running of their garbage collecting services to one of a very small number of global companies. And it's the job of these global companies not to look after you, but to make a profit for their shareholders. And these companies, there's only a very, very small number of them. And I will tell you the ones that I have come across. I've only come across three. Okay, and they are companies which are called Serco, that's S-E-R-C-O. They are responsible for running the Victoria Police, that's Victoria, Australia Police. I don't know if they're in charge of running any other state polices, but there is another one called G4S, okay? And there's a third one called Wilson. And they are basically the private military contractors that run the show around here in one way or another.
Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're talking about the police. Who are they? We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, you mentioned during the previous segment, and did I have any information that was similar to yours? And the answer is yes, I do. We used to have meetups every week in Springfield, Missouri, and one of our instructors is a former police officer. He has not been on the radio with us, but he was the instructor at the meetups. And I asked him if he would spend some time telling us what it's like as a police officer in the state of Missouri. He talked about some of the duties he had, and he talked about how they have incentives to be more productive. And they were contests. And what would happen is the police officers, you know, would be brought into a room and they'd say, well, let's see how we did the last month. Like George, you did, what? George was number one, did a great job. He was the most productive. Wow, look at this, guys. Now, this is something that you should aspire to. You should try to be able to have as many contacts as George did. He had X number of contacts, and more than the month before, he's doing a great job. This is how many arrests he's had, how many DUIs, how many tickets he's written. George, let's give George a hand. Now, guys, this is why we have the equipment we have. This is why we have those new patrol cars, those new handguns that you got, the new handcuffs, the tasers, the cartridges, the training, all of these things. You know, this is why we do it. So you guys will have an easier job making contacts with the other team out there, those people.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was our friend, our instructor, didn't really do the things that he was encouraged to do. And he said, what happens is you get to ride a desk instead of riding around in the car. You don't get to have that new radar gun. You just ride a desk and you write reports. Actually, what happens is you rewrite reports. You make changes to those official records and reports that are in the system. And that's what you said. You said that there are changes that are made. And I'm telling you, we have an instructor who said that's exactly what he did. He was ordered to rewrite history. Rewrite what happened. And he refused
that
to do it.
That doesn't surprise me one ounce.
Hmm? Now, here's what else he said.
Absolutely not.
Here's what else he said.
What?
He said that if a policeman, a law enforcement type, does not have the production that they want him to have, he gets counseled. They talk to him and they bring him in. And they say, well, you know, what's wrong? What can we do to help you? What can we do to help you write more tickets? What can we help you with that will help you pull people over more? And he would say, well, you know, there's this woman who had a flat tire and I helped her. But that's not what you're here for. Get out behind that radar gun. Okay? You're not there to do that kind of stuff. That's why they have tow trucks. That's why people call for roadside assistance. That's not your job to do that. That's what they used to do. You know, cops used to, if you locked yourself out of your car, they would use that jimmy and they would help you get back into your car. Now, no.
Yep.
Now they'll say just call a wrecker and or call a locksmith. They could do it in 3 minutes, but that's not what they do. They could park their police car with the lights on to help protect you from somebody running into you when you're changing your flat tire, you know, on the side of the road. They could do that. But he was told that if production was not sufficient, you get transferred to the night shift in the combat zone with that old jalopy.
Yep.
You don't get that new Dodge Charger. You don't get that new Mustang.
Yep.
You don't get that fully outfitted air conditioning, everything works brand new, better than the taxpayers have vehicles. You don't get those. You get the old jalopy that's got the tires that leak in the back.
20 years
old. That's what you get.
Crown Victoria.
That's it. That's it. And that's what he said. He said that, and he quit. He quit. He refused to do it.
Yeah.
So these are the people that you've been talking about. Now, I went to one of my high school reunions, the 25th. It was a long time ago. Long time ago. And I met one of the guys who I went to school with. And, you know, we're all asking each other, so what do you do, what do you do, what do you do, that kind of thing. And he was at the highest level of the police, highest level in the state. And I looked at him, I was like, still pushing people around, huh? Exactly.
Yeah, he was a school bully, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
That's right. They graduate and they become police officers. Yeah, one of the senior officers who was in charge of one of the stations around here until he bashed a woman up so bad that he put her in hospital for a week, he was the school bully. He was absolutely the school bully, you know. This woman is like 5 foot tall, weighed maybe 50 kilos, you know, single mum, having a nice evening out, you know, at a small country pub with her kids, you know, a counter meal and a glass of beer for herself, you know. I'm sure that they have such country bars in around where you are.
Well, not exactly. Not exactly, but where we are, we don't have any bars. we hardly have any stores.
But in the neighboring, they would.
In the neighboring towns, yes. In the neighboring towns, sure. There's only 100 people who live here where we are.
Yeah, he basically saw this woman in the bar and, you know, decided that he was, he took a disliking to whatever, and she was just there having a meal with her kids, you know. And he just went, bam, with his fist so hard into this woman's abdominal cavity that he actually penetrated her abdominal wall. And that woman was in hospital for a week. And you know something? His partner officer who was with him, do you know what she did about it?
Not much.
Just about exactly nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, this officer turned around and charged the woman that he had assaulted so badly that her intestines will never be the same. He charged her with assault and put her on a 12-month good behavior bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, question. There's no question that I believe that, because one of our class, and he's been on the air with us. His name is Steve Engel. Steve Engel lives in Kansas. Hayes, Kansas. Hayes, Kansas. He was at home during the weekend, late at night, around midnight, and the cops were at his door. He has takes his 45 because it's late at night, and he transfers his 45 from his right hand to his left hand, holds it by the muzzle, opens the door to front door with his right hand, holding the 45 with his left hand. He can't shoot it by holding it by the muzzle. The cops put a gun in his face, beat him up. He ends up in the hospital, and they charge him with assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. He was facing 20 years in prison. They came to his house.
Wow.
Yeah, and he didn't call him. And here's the problem.
The thing is, you know, having criminal charges on your record can absolutely ruin your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really, truly can. You are limited in the careers that you can pursue. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you happen to have any interaction with the so-called, well, let's just call them the child kidnappers, it's going to look really bad if you're somebody with a list, okay? It's going to make them treat you less favorably in a lot of locations if you have a list.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just people don't seem to understand. 90% of the people out there, 99% of the people out there, just simply don't understand that because you've had negative interactions with the police, it doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. Sometimes they do just pick somebody out of the community who's totally innocent. This poor soul could be male, female, old, young, doesn't matter, and decide to give them a bad time. And it's usually because they are somebody from a heritage that is not accustomed to bowing the knee and being a slave. That they made a request that this particular soul considered to be unreasonable, and this particular soul told them to go get stuffed, basically. which is a term that they use colloquially around here for politely telling them to go away. So, yeah, that's, and with you, like I say, it could be the good old Italian heritage mixed with Viking heritage. With me, it's British blue blood and Pictish and Crusader heritage. If you went back 1,000 years ago, my ancestors would be Crusader knights. They were not accustomed to bowing the knee to anyone. And, you know, before that, they were, you know, if you go back 1,000 years from then, they would have been British cavemen, okay? Once again, they were not accustomed to bowing the knee. That was on my mother's side of the family. On my father's side of the family, they were British blue blood and banksters. Once again, say what you want about the banksters. Those were my ancestors. I can't help it who my ancestors were. But they were not going to bow the knee to anyone, and they still won't. And that's leading to a lot of problems. But for me, there's actually an advantage to it, where I see somebody who wants to dominate and enslave me, and I'd say, no, that's not going to happen.
Good for you.
It's not going to happen.
You know, Gwyneth, in Missouri, in the state of Missouri, it is illegal to resist an illegal arrest. So when you fill out that employment application and it says, have you ever been arrested? You say, well, let me tell you about it. We'll be right back and we'll talk about it.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and if you'd like to follow up and contact Gwyneth, you can go to usapreparers.com, page number one, or you can go to the instructors tab at usapreparers.com, and you'll find the link to Gwyneth. It'll take you to her Facebook page. Gwyneth, in Missouri, in the state of Missouri, it is illegal to resist an illegal arrest. Now, we have, it really is. So here's how I see this. One of our instructors is a guy named Aaron Brummett. He's been arrested multiple times. He's a preacher, and he preaches from the street. So he'll just stand on the street corner, and he'll start talking, and the cops will come by. And they'll tell him to move on or whatever, and he says, you know, it's his duty, right, obligation. He can preach from the street. So they haul him in. They put him in the back of the car, and they handcuff him with those torture handcuffs, the hinged handcuffs, the kind that, you know, cut off your circulation, and they'll arrest him. Well, think of this situation. So the cop comes up to him and says, and this is hypothetical, all right, put your hands behind your back because they're going to handcuff him. He goes, wait a minute, hold it. Whoa, what's this all about? That could be cited as he was resisting arrest. Because he turned around and said, wait, hold it. What are you doing? Okay. Now, in Missouri, resisting or interfering with an arrest can be either classified as a felony or a misdemeanor. Resisting or interfering with a felony arrest is deemed to be a felony, or it can be a felony charge, or it could be a misdemeanor. Now, Missouri statute makes resisting arrest, if you flee in such a manner that the police believe you're fleeing, that's also resisting arrest. And it says at a website called stlcriminaldefense.com that if you or a loved one has been charged with resisting arrest, it's critical that you obtain knowledgeable and skilled lawyer who can fight this very serious charge. Prosecutors do not treat individuals who have been charged with resisting arrest lightly. They consider it serious. Now, also, it says that in Missouri, Missouri presumes that you, let me read exactly what it says. Missouri law presumes that an individual is fleeing if he or she continues to operate the automobile after that person has seen or should have clearly seen visible emergency lights or heard the audible signal from a police officer to stop. So if you did see it, they think you did see it, or you should have seen or heard it, and you continue, that you can be charged with resisting arrest.
Well, you know something?
That's happened
when
to me.
When you've got a police car that is not clearly marked, and you've got those little lights on the, the window that are just in the front windscreen of the car. Okay.
Right.
It can
right.
be very, very, and all I have to do is put them on for half a second, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if your kid's gone, Mom, and you've turned your head the other way, and you haven't seen that flashing light going for half a second, and then the cop pulls you over and says, "Didn't you see my flashing light?" You say, "No." You know, the best thing to say in that circumstance is absolutely nothing. Probably the best thing to do is to say something like, if they say, "Didn't you see that flashing light?" is to probably say something like, "Is that a question?" Or, "Why? What is your purpose in asking that question?" Okay? Don't say anything to them. I have had police bring me up on court cases that have lasted a year, 18 months, 2 years in the past for the fact that I have said one, two or three really stupid words, and they make my life hell for 2 years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
we're
that's
talk more about the
again. I
yeah,
think we're, at the
we're
top
going
of
into.
The hour, are we?
Yep, top of the hour. Going into a commercial break with news. Gwyneth and I will be right back. We're talking about the Blue Team. Who are they? And how do you deal with them? What do they want? It's really a problem. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, "You are what you eat"? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.